Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amebeis, the last daf here in the second parak of Maseches Brachas. And here we go. We're towards the bottom, Reb Yossi. We're talking about people who made fun of Rabbanim. Remember, we had the last discussion of Rev Kahana on the last daf, and the Gemara says at the end of Baba Kama that he died, and Reb Yochanan brought him back to life, and there were those that made fun of him. So we have a similar story brought here. Again, there's a lot more to say about each of these stories. We're just touching and doing what we can. But there's a lot of symbolism about these stories. But here we go. Again, today's Shiurim and this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fagelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Bar Le Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. Again, we thank them for their sponsorship. So it says the Gemara here on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis. Reb Yosef Kisalak Lahacha, when he came up to Eretz Yisrael, when he came here, Ozel Sapor, he went to get a haircut. The Charedim quotes right from the third parak in Moi Katan that after you come from a trip, so then you get a haircut, right? Eilu Magalchin, right? The beginning of the third parak. Haba Mimidita Sayam. So after a big trip, you want to look presentable. Derech Ha'ish Haba Miderech Haruka Lagaleach, says the Charedim. So he went to get a haircut. And also, besides getting a haircut, Boy Misachi Ban Dimusa De Tveria. He wants to go use the hot springs at Tveria, basically take a hot shower and feel good, and his bones are a little withered and soft from the travel. So he wants to take a shower. One of the mafarshim in the back, the Haggadah Elio, one of the Haggadah says maybe it's to get ready for Eretz Yisrael, right? To take a shower, to look presentable for Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think his grandfather had said, Rav Nevedzak quotes this in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that his grandfather fasted for 3 years every Monday and Thursday to be able to be zochet, to get ready to be in the palace of the king, to be in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's someone who appreciates Eretz Yisrael, right? Like the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis, the Amoraim used to roll around in the dust and fix the roads so nobody would say anything negative. So here, according to one of the Mefarshim, right, he took a shower because he wanted, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to be presentable. So he wanted to go into one of the bathhouses and the hot springs. The Sefer Charedim says, "Lechizuk Eivarov Miyagias Haderech," to strengthen his limbs from the long travel. So what happens? Pagabachal Leitzan, a Leitzan comes and meets him. Leitzanus is a negative trait that's spoken about by the Mefarshim. Amalek is associated with Leitzanus. Leitzanus means poking holes in something serious, right? A Leitz is someone, the Bali Musar talk about. Someone, a rabbi could give a razzle-dazzle shear, unbelievable. One little comment could ruin it for everyone. It's like poking a needle in a balloon and it blows up. That's Leitzanus, the power of a Leitz. So Pagabacha Leitzan, a certain Leitz met Reb Yosa, and he sees that he's tired and his bones are weak, and he wants to strengthen himself. So Yavle Pruktal Chad, he gives him a whack, gives him a hit, right? Maka, gives him maybe it's connected to the previous Gemara about the one that the butcher for Reb Zera always gave him a whack for bloodletting, getting the meat. So Yavle Pruktal Chad, so he gives him a whack. The Amar Len, he says, question in the Mefarshim, who is talking to who here? We'll go with one of the Pshatim, that the Leitzan is talking to Reb Yosa. Ad kudun unkase dehu gavarafya. Oh, your neck is still a little soft, so I would still go to the hot springs, but hopefully that whack, you know, got you a little bit into shape. Vavi arkuna koem. So what happens? Meanwhile, there was a certain judge that was judging a case. Do in echad listin. There was a certain thief. There was a certain robber that was on trial in the area. Va'azal kam legachir kol kivle. And this jokester, this Leitz, was so happy with what he just did, so he was smiling. And then he goes near this court case that must have been happening outside, and he passes by when he was still grinning. So armale arkuna man huimach. The judge says to this person who was on trial, "Nu, who was with you? You have any accomplices?" Tale, you know, he lifts up his eyes, and he sees this person is grinning and smiling. Again, it reminds us of the story we mentioned yesterday about Rabbi Yochanan sees Rav Kahana with split lips, and he thinks he's smiling at him, but here, he thought he was smiling too. The one that's smiling over there, he was with me. He's the one. So what, the judge didn't wait for long. He took him, and he judges him, and he pushes him. And he admits that he had killed somebody. Minafkin tarveyon, while they're both going out to be killed, ta'in and tarti sharyan, they're both in chains. They're both in chains, and their necks are in chains. Just at that moment, Avad Rabbi Yosef, nafik misli. Rabbi Yosef was coming out of the bathhouse, and he passes by this individual, this late, who had made fun of him. Armaleahu unkasa dahavis rafya kfar shnatsas. The neck that was loose, meaning I was loose before, now it's tight. I wanted to make you stronger and tighter, ended up my neck was loose, and now it's tight, and look what happened to me. Amar, look what you did to me, basically. What I did to you caused this. Amar le bish gada dahu gavra. So Rabbi Yosef answers, it's your bad luck. God, we know from the God, good, gudud, yudenu, God is luck, right? Bish gada, it's your bad luck, meaning don't blame me on it specifically. I was mochel. I could deal with it. I'm not right. And the mafarshim quote the other gemaras that people shouldn't be punished based on our rutzon, right? But it's really just your bad mazel. After all, veloksev, doesn't it say right? If you have leitzanis, so then your ties are going to become tightened and strong. So therefore, it's not because of me. It's because of you. Actually, this attitude of it's your bad luck and I'm okay with it. That reminds us of the Sefer HaChinuch, which we've mentioned often in many shiurim, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch. Very important words in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, where the Chinuch, the Isra of Nekama, not taking revenge. And the Chinuch wonders, how is it possible, not to take revenge? It's so sweet revenge. It's so natural. How could we not take revenge? What could be our mentality? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Sheyeda Ha'adam Yiten Alivo. A person should know and put in his heart, Ki Kol Asher Yegreo Mitov Adra, everything that happens to him, Hu Siba Shetob Olav Meis Hashem Baruch Hu. It's from Hashem. That's ultimately everything that happens to us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umiyad ha'adam yad ish achiv lo yia davar bilti ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. And whatever happens to us from another individual is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Al kein kishitza yitza aruhu o yachivuhu adam. So when a person is pained or hurt, yeda binafsho ki avonosav garmu v'ashem yizbar gazor alabakach. He should know that it's not because of the other person. The other person is not the source of his saras. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer. V'lo yashis machshavos of linkom imenu. Ki hu eno sibas rasa. What, I'm going to take revenge from that person, but he's not the source of it. He's not the force. Right? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uko shamar David olav hashalom. Like David HaMelech says, hanichu lo, when Red David was being cursed, he says, let him curse. Ki amar lo Hashem yizbarach. It's not because of a shimmy. To put this in other words, every person in life is both subject and object. We are subject. We have Bechira Chafshes, as the Rambam talks about, in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, Rishus Kaladam Nesuna, and that is one of the tenets of our faith, one of the animam is that there's Schar Va'onesh, and the given of Schar Va'onesh is that there is Bechira Chavshes, right? Schar Va'onesh wouldn't make sense if there wasn't free choice. What would we be being rewarded for? But we have free choice, and we are subjects in life. But regarding everything that happens to us, we are objects, and we are Tali B'das Acherim. And it's meant to be, but how that works together, we have no idea. If somebody hurts me, so they're going to be held accountable for being subjects. But me, as an object, so that is meant to happen. And that's what the Chinuch says. And that's what we have to try to think about. The example I heard many years ago from Rabbi Meir Torsky, he quoted this Chinuch in the context of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, remember the end of Sefer Bereishis, the brothers come down and they say, don't take revenge from us. So Yosef says, I'm going to take revenge. Ki l'michya shlachan, it was all meant to be, it was all part of the divine plan. Don't worry about it, I'm not going to take revenge. So was Yosef whitewashing the whole story now? You're saying, you didn't do anything wrong, you actually did a mitzvah. You actually should have said, hidni mukhna mezuman before you sold me. Was Yosef saying that? No, chas v'shalom. The brothers sold him, and it was terrible. Sinas chinam, sinas achim. But Yosef says, me as an object, As you as a subject, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will figure it out. But me as an object, it was meant to happen, and I'm not going to take revenge in that. So that's similar to what Rav Yosef is saying to him here. Bishkada dehu gavra, right? It's your bad luck. It's not me. What happened to me was meant to happen, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. Okay, let's continue. Rav Pinchas, Rav Yirmiyah, B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Kasha hi aleit sanus. The mida aleit sanus is so difficult and so dangerous. Shetchilasi yisurin v'sofa kliya. It starts off with pain and suffering, and it ends off with total kliya, total destruction. Tchilasi yisurin based on psukim. Yisurin d'chsev, the pasuk we just saw. V'yata tislotesu pen yachsku mosreichem. V'sofa kliya, and it ends up with kliya d'chsev. Kikala v'nechritza shamati meis Hashem tzvakos al kol haaretz. Right, kala, it's destroyed, and therefore one has to stay away from late sonnets. Inappropriate levity and even mocking. Mocking is really a better word, right? Late sonne hadar. Remember the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, I think it is, that Rashi quotes the late sonne hadar about Sarah Imenu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchak and Avram look exactly alike to because of the Leitzani Adar. Next, Mishnah Lachates, Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah here in the second parak. So we've been having a couple of Mishnayos relating to Rabbi Gamliel, and one of the ideas of Rabbi Gamliel acted differently, right? He said Kriyat Shema the first night, and he accepted Tanchumin for his Eben, and he washed the first night. He was an Istinus. So now we're getting back to the Chassan story. So Chassan, Imrotza Likros Eshma Balayla Harishon Korei. If a Chassan wants to say Kriyat Shema the first night, he can, right? Rabbi Gamliel did, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol harotzi l'tolos Hashem yiton. You can't just be machmir if you want to. Lo kol harotzi l'tolos Hashem. You can't, right? What's the issue here? The Gemara says it beferish in Bavli on this Mishnah, and it's also implicitly here the phrase of mechzi kiyuhara. Mexicura, it looks like you're holding yourself above others. And the question is, are we choshesh liyora? So says the Haredim. The Tanakhama savar delo chashin liyora. The Tanakhama is not worried about yora in this context, right? And therefore, you can say kriyashma. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel savar de chashin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says we are choshesh, right? The Gemara talks about in Mesechet Psachim, maybe in another context by Malacha on Tishvav, it's flipped. But this is how we have the Mishnah here. Tosfos. And the tour, Tosfos in the Bavli on Daf Yud Zayin, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, U Bizman Hazeh, this is on Yud Zayin Mabes. Let's find it. Tosfos starts off. V'chei Umihu, Anu Shebishum Opam Einonu Mechavin Heitev. Gam Chazin Yesh Likros. Da Adara Banira Kiyuhara Im Lo Yikra. Klomar ani machavin b'chol shah. Unbelievable. Says Tosfos, the principle of yuhara has to be analyzed and determined in each context, in each time period. Tosfos says that in the days of the Mishnah, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? It's yuhara to not say, to say kriyashma, to say, yeah, I could have kavana. I'm sorry, the chassan opposite. The Tanakhama says, if you want to say kriyashma, fine. Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't say kriyashma. Well, you're going to say kriyashma and say, oh, I could have kavana? No, people can't have kavana the first night of the wedding, and therefore you're not allowed to say kriyashma, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. That would be yuhara. Says Tosfos, bizman hazeh, it's exactly the opposite. Because nowadays we never have kavana. We never have appropriate kavana, and therefore, not saying kriyashma is yuhara, because that would be reflecting, oh, I always have kavana, but I can't have kavana tonight. No, we never have kavana. So that's what Tosfos says, and the Tur quotes this. The Haredim summarizes these also in Siman Ayin, B'shem the Maharami Rutenberg, Miyu Ha'in, I see the Haredim, She'enanu Mechavnin Kol Hashana Adarabah, Emlo Yikra Mechzi Kiyura Klomar, Tukule Shasa Mechavin. So that's an amazing concept, that Mechzi Kiyuhara depends on, it could be the exact opposite behavior, but depending on when you live, that will determine whether it is you are or not. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma in Perek Dalid, maybe this is Lishitaso, the Rambam always has an ideal way. I think we mentioned this earlier. Ideal view of people. The Rambam doesn't quote this idea of today, nowadays, nobody has Kavana. He doesn't quote that. That's what Tosfos quotes. But the Rambam does not quote that. If you look in Hilchos Kriyashma in Perek Dalid, the Rambam quotes, who's chayv in kriyashma, who not, and then the Rambam says, Mishameis lo meis, shuchayv l'sav alav, we'll get to that. That'll be the next section. But then the Rambam says, where is it? Oh, halacha base. Halacha aleph and base. Mishaya libo tarud v'nechpas bidvar mitzvah mikala mitzvos. If somebody's heart is tarud and he can't focus, pater mikriyashma. He's pater from kriyashma. Lafika chasan shanasa b'sula pater mikriyashma ad shiav oleha. Lafi she'ein daito pinuya. Because his das is not panui. Shem aliyim sabsulim. Right, his das is not punished, therefore he doesn't say kriyashma. Later on, halacha zayin, perek dalet halacha zayin, the Rambam says, mishahu pater milikwas kriyashma, imratza lahachmir al atzmo, velikros korei. If he wants to be machmir in himself, he can, like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Vilhu shetia daito miyusheves alav, as long as he can have proper kavana. Avalam hayezeh pater milikwas mivuhal v'timiyah, but if the person who is pater cannot focus, you can't. So the Rambam says, you're allowed to be machmer, but only if you really could have kavana. If not, not. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. The Rambam says, umabakach. What? He's not allowed to say kriyashma? Let him try. And what's the worst? That he won't have kavana? So be ki'ilu, he's reading the Torah. Right? Like we know, if you say kriyashma shalo bizmano. Umabakach, yikrav yeka kore batorah. V'lo yeha porek shem shamayim me alav. Kaparek shemayim me alav. Veza domala tfila. This is not like davening, where one is not allowed to daven. Vein choshes shenachshav liyura, and then derive it as, we're not choshes liyura nowadays, shadar v'yadu ala rov hakarim v'hamis palalim, she'ina ela mitzvahs anashim milumada. Right, derive it like Tosfos, nowadays, mitzvahs anashim milumada, and he quotes the Yerushalmi that we had already. Gam b'chach mei ha-talmud o ya'omrim kein. Ready quotes our Yerushalmi. Mechazkina tivusa l'reshoi. I have a hakaras atov for my head. We had a couple of days ago. Kach havikarana b'modim. That my head knows to bow on modim. So the rabbi knew the Yerushalmi. Right? The rabbi quotes that's the Yerushalmi. And therefore, like Tosfos, against the Rambam doesn't quote that Bizmanda says different. That is the discussion again, a major machlokas, Rishonim, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Tanakama? Do we paskin like the Rav Shimon Gamliel? Right, the Kesef Mishnah here discusses who we paskin like, and he quotes that the Rambam does paskin like the Tanakama, but not everybody does, but he notes that the Rambam does not say like Tosfos in terms of the Kavana issue. Okay, continuing, Tani. Called over shu shel tsar. So the Gemara now is mechalik between when is something yuara or not. If something is brings me up above and holds me above the rest, so that's not allowed. But if something is just suffering, literally is the language of the Gemara, or lowliness, so then it's not going to be yuara. Tani, kol davar shu shel tsar, kol arotze lasos atzmo yachid, osa, tamar chacham osa. The Gemara elsewhere says, only, says, remember the fasting, in the process of fast days for rain, so there's certain, some, first the tamid chachamim start fasting, and yachidim start fasting, and then the hamonan starts fasting later. So could somebody fast at an earlier stage? So says the Gemara, yes. If you want to make yourself into a yachra tamal chacham osa, for it's fasting. V'tava lo bracha. And that's fine. V'kal davar shu shel shevach. But if it's shel shevach, if it's holding you higher above others, and it's like wearing certain clothes, or sitting in a certain way, and behaving, lo kal arosa, lasos atzmo yachad osa, tamal chacham osa. Then you can't. Elim kein, minu also parnas al tzibur. Unless you've already been appointed a parnas on the tzibur, and then you wouldn't. If you're not, then you can't say that. So kriyashma l'chor is davar shel shevach. And if it's davar shel shevach, therefore, you wouldn't be able to say kriyashma like the Reb Shimon Gamliel says. Tani, mistalkin l'tstadin, mipnei yesedos hadrachim. Again, another example, the Gemara is going to quote about mechzi kiyura. In the days of old, the streets were full of mud. So sometimes in the winter, it was very hard to walk in the streets. So you had to walk on the side on people's lawns where they had things growing, but you didn't sink in as much. And also, because there were like all these different ditches, when it dried, so it was hard, it had like a lot of potholes. So that's the Yisedos HaDrachim, you had pegs sticking up and pegs sticking down. So you were allowed to walk on the sides, even going onto other people's property, because of these Yisedos HaDrachim. That was accepted, right? The Charedim here quotes the Gemara, the end of Perek Merubin, Baba Kama. This is one of the Tznaim, the conditions that Yeshua ben Nun made with society, that this would be understandable, because this is part of how society functions. So, B'shashu Mishtakeh, when they used to sink in. Even if there's the lawn of your friend is growing saffron, is growing karkumin, still you're allowed to step on there lightly because that was acceptable behavior. There's a story with these great tanoim. They were walking on the road, and they were doing what was socially acceptable. They were going on the sides because that's what needed to be done. To walk in the middle was uncomfortable and dangerous even. They saw somebody coming towards them from the other side. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas, he was sinking into the ground as he was walking. He wasn't taking upon himself what was accepted, walking on the signs. Rabbi Yeshua, who is that that's pointing himself out with a finger? Meaning, pointing to himself. Holding him above everyone else. So what does he answer? Rabbi Yeshua says, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Pappas, shekol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. Meaning, he's able to, and he's allowed, because he is a parnas al tzibur, so to speak. So Amar Lei, v'lo kein tani kol davar shehu shel shevach, lo kol harotza lasos atzmo, yachid ose tamar chacham ose elam kei min ose parnas al tzibur. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel didn't think so, and he just thought this was davar shel shevach, and therefore he thought it was inappropriate for him to be behaving like this. So Amar Lei, so he answers, v'atani kol davar shel tzar, kol harotza lasos atzmo yachid, this isn't a davar shel shevach. You're sinking into the mud. So this is a discussion in the Tanaim, right? About this behavior, right? He says this is a davar shel tzar. So why are you getting upset? What was the problem here? Because he was being mevaze. He was embarrassing others. Even if you're trying to accept upon yourself a certain level of behavior, a certain stringency, but if it's going to make others look bad, say you're not allowed to do that. Right? We have this Gemara, this concept sometimes, motzi laz al doros harishonim. We're not going to accept even something that we think maybe is appropriate, because we don't want people to look at earlier generations and think there's something wrong. Like you don't make others look bad. And here, it makes people look bad. Right? And that is something that we find in many areas. The Chafetz Chaim points this out in the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah. When Avram Avinu comes back with the four kings and the five kings, and the king of Sodom wants some of the property, says Avram can have the property, Baruchush Kachloch, and Avram says, I'm not taking a shoelace. I'm not taking anything from you. And then he adds, Biladai, Rak asher achlu ha-na'arim heim yikhlu chelkam. The na'arim, the people who came with me, they could get whatever they want. But I'm not taking, says the Chafetz Chaim. Avraham Avinu was being machmer on himself. Right? There was kibush melchama. He would be able to take whatever he wants, but he was being machmer on himself on a higher standard. But you can't be machmer and step on other people's toes. You can't be machmer at the expense of someone else. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Avraham Avinu was teaching us. That's why he let honor Eshkol Mamre, Hein Yerukul Chalkam, the Narim that were with him, they could take whatever they want. The Gemara Brachos also reflects this for us. Remember the Gemara about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they came to him to offer him to be the chief rabbi, and he says, what's it called? They sent a rabbinic entourage, and what happens? They ask him, do you want to be the chief rabbi? Right? They finally came to him, even though all the others were not suitable because they were involved in the case. Right? Remember, Gamliel was removed from the Rabbanus, and Yeshua was the Bar Plukta. So they said they have to, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the candidate. So they go to him. So what does he say? Ezel ve'imlich b'inshei beisi. I have to go ask my wife. And his wife Taka tells him that no. His wife says to him, what do you want this for? They're gonna fire you tomorrow. And he says, it's better to be a glass kli for one day than to be an earthenware kli all my life. But you don't have a white beard. We discussed this earlier when we had the Mishnah of Harani Kven Shivim Shada. But he has to go ask his wife, so why does he have to go ask his wife for? Explain the Mefarshim. Because this is not a chumrah, but it's a certain behavior that's gonna bring him up in Ruchnias, right? He's gonna move up the rabbinic ladder, he's gonna become chief rabbi. You can't do that at the expense of your wife. You can't do that without asking her. You're not going to be home enough as much, right? You have to ask her if it's okay. If she says it's okay, then fine. But it's the same idea about if somebody is moving up, merci kiyora, if you're going to step on the toes of someone else, so then it is an inappropriate chumrah, an inappropriate act. The Shvus Yaakov, he's going to have a tshuva, Shvus Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reischer, from the 1700s. He talks about, which Bezer will get to in a few minutes, about the first night of Sukkot and it's raining, and the Shlosh Yaakov was asked, you know, how long do you have to wait? And he says, there are those that want to wait till after Chatzos, till the middle of the night, on the first night of Sukkos. So he says, yes, there are certain laws about waiting, and you have to eat a kazayis, even if it's raining or if it's not raining. But he says, if you're going to wait till the middle of the night, and what about Simchas Yantav of your family? Right? You're going to try to be machmir for yourself, to be eat a kazayis, and wait till 2 in the morning, till it stops raining. And what about Simchas Yantav? That's also a mitzvah daraisa. Right? And you're stepping on the toes of your family by waiting. So therefore, we always have to be very careful in terms of singling ourselves out, and especially stepping on others' toes. And that's the language that the Gemara here used. That ubilvochod shelo yivaze chornin, that we don't embarrass others. Also interesting, the Gemara used similar concept in Sukkah. In Sukkah, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, on Daf Chav Vav Mabez, about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ma'aseh Eilur Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lito es hatavshil, they brought into the Sukkah for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste the cooked food, Lur Gamliel Shnei Kosavos V'lisha Mayim, V'amr Helim L'Sukkah. They say, bring it to the Sukkah. And when they gave to Rabbi Tzadok, right after they said earlier that you could eat Arai outside the Sukkah, they said, bring it to the Sukkah. Right? So the Gemara says, Ma'aseh Listar. Isn't that a contradiction? Usually there's a story in the Mishnah to prove and to support what we just said. Isn't this a Ma'aseh Listar? Chisur Emachsur Avachitani. You're right, it's missing. It means, Embar Lahachmir Alatzmo Machmir. Velesbo Mishum Yorah. It just means, if somebody wants to be Machmir on themselves and eat everything in the Sukkah, it's okay. It's not Yorah. Umaisanami Vevielu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And then they bring all these examples. Says the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara. He said that Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Amabez, is basically implicitly dealing with our issue, right? Nira Be'enai, Ayin Ramah. We're going to have the Ramah by the Shem in a minute that talks about Chumrah by Sukkah. But the Maris Chayis is saying that the Gemara is here bothered. How could you be Machmir, right? If it's inappropriate Chumrah. The Yeshlomar, Kavosh Amru Psachim Nunei. But like the Gemara says in Psachim, Da Ami Malachu De Lesle Lo Mechziki Yoref. Nobody could tell from the outside that it's not Yoref. Achanavi Kan Besukkah. De Iker Bekviya Suda Talia Milsa. The Iker is Bekviya Suda. So when you go to the Sukkah, nobody knows how much you're going to eat. Right? People think you can eat a whole meal. So therefore, Da Haro Yomer De Einzet Te'ima Rakviya Mamish. O Dilma Yochal Od Ubekia Gavna Lo Shayach Yoref. Umipizeh Rasha Lachmar Latzmo. That's why he can be Machmar himself. Because it was not noticeable. That's the Maritz Chayis there in Sukkah on Daf Chavav, relating it to this issue. Okay, we continue now. So again, inappropriate behavior if it is mevaza others; otherwise, it is okay. Dalma, another story. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yasmin, Achlan Bechada, Min Ilin, Kenishta Dal Yasa. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel were sitting in an attic of a shul eating. Right? Were they eating in the shul, actually? Right, that's a big discussion. Are you allowed to eat in a shul? Right, that's a Gemara in Megillah, and the Tosafot discusses it. The Shulchan Aruch discusses it. This is a Shulchan Aruch that we should all be very familiar with, but we're not familiar enough with it, about Kavod Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Nun Aleph, but the Knesset is about the Midrashos, Einogin Mem Kalas Rosh, right, we can't have levity, could go in Tzchok V'Hitul, V'Sicha B'Tela, can have Sicha B'Tela, right, Stam Sicha Schulen, right, even not negative, just neutral. Ve'ein ochlin v'shosin behem. And one cannot eat and drink. That's why all the Rishonim always discuss whenever an eating in a shul comes up. They say, oh, it's really eating in the room next to the shul. It doesn't really mean the shul. But the Shulchan Aruch says, ein ochlin v'shosin behem. So, ein ochlin v'shosin, so how do we eat, right, and we drink? Says the Bir Halacha, also l'shos v'ayim v'beis ha'knesses, says v'beis ha'medrish, l'mi she'en o'tam ha'chacham. If you're not somebody who lives in the shul, like a tam ha'chacham, you can't even drink water. We do. The Bir Halacha says it must be like the interpretation of the Gemara and the Rishonim, that all shuls are basically built on condition that this is part of what we do in them. And therefore, in certain shuls, or maybe in Eretz Yisrael, right, there's one has to be more machmir because it's not an implicit tanai. Again, generally, bizman hazeh, there's an explicit, I don't know about explicit, but everybody knows there's going to be kiddushes in the shul and people are going to snack in the shul, generally, but that is, however it is, it should still be done in a mechubad way. So, the story, these rabbis were sitting and eating asas on asa de tzlu, so the time for davening came. V'kamer v'shul bar rav yislag mitzalaya, and one of them got up to daven. Amarlei Rav Maisha, Lokein Olfen Rebbe, didn't we learn in Mischila and Mafsikin, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that if you started to do something, Beheter, then you don't have to stop in daven. V'tznicha eskia, kol mishu hu pater bidavar vosehu, Nikra Hedyot, famous line of the Yerushalmi. If somebody does something what they're exempt from, and they do it anyway, Nikra Hedyot, they're a fool. So how does this fit in with general chumras? Every time you're patur from something, you're never allowed to be Baal Nefesh Yachmir, right? So how do you apply this? The Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafrei Shlamites, if I sit in the sukkah when it's raining, Nikra Hedyot. Right, the Rambam quotes a similar line in Hilchos Deos when he talks about Nazir. Lo dayecha masha asra Torah. Right, it's not enough. You have 365 and 248. When it's not enough, what the Torah says is asra, you have to add on. So nikra hedyot. If you do something that you're putter from, so says Rav Maishe, why are you stopping? Why are you stopping to daven? We'll daven when we finish. Amar Lei, so he answers. Vatanin chasan putter chasan imrotzeh. What about our Mishnah? Right, the Tanakhama says, if you want to be machmir, you can be machmir by Kriya Shma. I'm being machmir now too. Amar Le, v'lo de Rabbi Gamliel, that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Right, that's not Stam Mishnah. Amar Le, he answers, Yachalana Patak Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, it could be like Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Gamliel Amar, Eni Shomei Lachem Levatim Eni Machal Shemayim. But as the Haridim explains, but the Stama de Tanakhama is Rabbi Gamliel. Only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kala Rotsa Litolas Hashem. So it's a question, how does this Gemara end up? Do we paskin like him? Do we not paskin like him? The Haridim quotes, the Rif, the Rambam, the Tur in the Nema Rami Rutenberg, that right, we were sosem kavasei, that we're not choshish li yuhara. So the question is, who do we paskin like? But this is the discussion. Even in the days of the Gemara, we see that there is controversy in terms of what's an acceptable chumrah and midas chasidus and what is not. Big topic. But we'll leave it for now. Hadralacha Yakore, we start the third parak. Misha Mesa Mutalafanav, if somebody had one of their relatives die, Padam Kriyashbam and Atfilin, they're Padam from Kriyashbam and Tfilin. The Haredim quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, meaning you're Padam from all mitzvahs. But it's even these that have Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim, surely other mitzvahs one is Padam from. The Rashba in Brachas Daf Yizayin points out that Tfilin really you're Padam from even afterwards, right? The first day of Avelus you're Padam, based on Sukkim elsewhere in Yechezkel. But this is including all mitzvahs, says tefillin, agav grara. No, see, amita v'chilufein v'chilufein chilufein. People who are involved in a levaya, shalafnei amita v'shal achar amita, before the mita, after the mita, machlokas rishonim, does this mean they already took part and didn't take part, or it's physically in front of the coffin and not in front of the coffin? Either way, esh amita tzorach b'hen peturin, any person that's needed for the levaya is pater, osig b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah, v'she'en amita tzorach b'hen chayav, and if you're not needed, then you are chayiv, from kriyashma, and either way, elu ve'elu patur mena tefila. Tefila requires more kavana, and it's also not da'araisa like kriyashma, and therefore, both would be pater from tefila. Okay, we will stop here.